So those of you who spend any amount of time over the years in church discover that Scripture is a very complicated book, or really set of books. It's an internal conversation. Often it seems like it's saying different things at different times in different ways. Today is one of those examples from the book of Deuteronomy, choose life. And then Jesus saying in the Gospel of Luke, unless you hate life itself, you cannot be my disciple. And yet it's often these most difficult scriptures that become the most transformational if we will sit with them, let them kind of marinate, do their work in us, resonate, although sometimes that resonance is jarring, until they start to reveal their truth in us. And Jesus' words this time, this gospel, really jar me. I think partly because I've just come back from visiting my family. I have a complicated family, as I've preached about before. On one side, it was kind of idyllic. Growing up, people would joke that our family looked like a combination of the TV series The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie. And it kind of did. And that wasn't fake or false, it wasn't a veneer, but it wasn't the whole truth. And so years down the road, I took the risk of coming out to my family, kind of knowing the consequence and kind of not. And I suppose that was my hate your mother and father moment. It certainly had that effect in the family, where I had to let go of a relationship or a way of being in relationship to choose life, to tap into some way of living more deeply and more authentically in that family, whatever the cost. And there were tremendous costs. I haven't seen them for 16 years, or hadn't. That's my story of letting go of something precious in order to choose life. And you have your own stories, we all do. Those moments where the choices we make are costly but necessary. And sometimes we don't even know how. We just know that there's a lot at stake here. This is one of those choosing moments. And how we choose is going to matter a lot. So in the gospel, Jesus' disciples are kind of like on the edge of the nest, and he's trying to get them out, get them to take the jump, and they're just not ready to make that leap. And so he gives them this key, which maybe feels even less helpful or more terrifying. He says, the key to this, being able to choose life, and this is something that is taught, I think, in every religion at its mature levels, this key, so listen up. It's tucked in the last verse we read. None of you can be my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions. Well, there's another hard scripture. How does that land? For those most of us who have lived with plenty, that's hard to swallow. And I know it's been easiest for me to kind of just turn the page and make an allegory or a metaphor of that. But I want to sit with it and think that Jesus is really talking about living a bit lighter, but is on something even more radical than just a big garage sale. Maybe giving up all your possessions is about giving up our possessiveness, which is even harder. Giving up any way of living that thinks we own anything, that we possess anything. This is, of course, more than stuff. It's about our identity, our reputation, our plans, our privileges, our ambitions. So if you look at it that way, then the possessions that we have, all of the possessiveness that we have, we're actually carrying around quite a lot to let go of. Jesus is saying that if we're going to choose life, all of that has to just get let go of. It's in the way. So for me on this trip, hate your father and mother and brothers and sisters became kind of, you know, voice of God in my ear. Let go, dear Daniel, of Walton's Mountain, of what it was that you thought your family was or should be, and your place, and even your place outside the family, because all of those are just shoulds. And if you hold on to those, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, or what ought to be, then you're missing the moment of the way God is weaving this family together now. Again, this is my story, and all of us have our own. Those places where we're not living in the moment that is because we're living in a moment that was. Or a set of demands of what life should be like, what we deserve, or what they deserve. And none of that is very connected to reality, to this moment, to this life. These positions are possessions, and they drag us down, and they make us deaf and blind to where God is unfolding in this moment. So, Javier and I just got back from a road trip to my boyhood home this August, and a lot happened on that trip. But during that trip, I sat down with two of my brothers who I had not seen for 16 years or talked to, and their families. I met nephews and nieces who I hadn't seen since they were two or before they were born. And we couldn't just pick up where we left off or start over, but we talked truthfully and with heart and with respect. And that was enough. And that changed the balance and the dynamic and the sense of life in the family in ways that I am only now starting to reflect on. And that will just be ongoing. Again, my story, and you have your own, of those places where we are choosing life. We're all in the middle of our stories of choosing life, or refusing it. That's the extraordinary opportunity and terror of human life, is how the same life can look like a blessing or a curse, depending on our point of view. And we get to choose. We're choosing every minute. C.S. Lewis calls this possibility that changes all of life, preferring the given. It's a great phrase. To actually just say yes to what is, whatever it is, as the life God is giving us in this moment. Letting our possessiveness go completely. Just diving in. This is costly work. Jesus says it'll never be easy. It'll take you to a very different place in life, but hugely important work. And I think especially important work in the days in which we are living, where so many people are angry and frightened and holding on to a perspective or position or right or grievance that is theirs or is needed, and that kind of white-knuckled grip is suffocating and starving us. And meanwhile, the banquet of life is happening all around us, always. So, let's not miss the feast. Jesus is inviting us to make a light speed leap, to let go to have, to let go of our possessiveness in order to participate in God's unfolding life in our time. I love that we have this meal at the center, this banquet. And I was thinking, approaching it this week, how when we open our hands to receive the bread, we're also, at least can be, letting go of our possessiveness. Try that. Just imagine saying, all right, wide open to be filled. And with that bread, that we may be getting the only guarantee we get in life that as we practice, and wherever we practice love and letting go, what we receive is the very life of God. And that life we receive is limitless. Amen.